It's 20 minutes after the hour 4. It's 20 minutes after the hour 4. If you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. We're coming to you live all the way from Edenvale. We're live on DSTV Audio Bouquet on 870. And on the internet, it's www.radioveritas.co.za. And on medium wave, it's 576. We're bringing you the good news and the good music for a change. I'm joined in studio by Dr. Charles Pritchard, and it's a Spirit Wednesday. Good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you, Father.
How have you been?
Surviving, eh? No, all good. All good on my side.
Did you manage to make it to Mass this morning?
I did, yes. And I received my ashes. But they seem to have rubbed off now.
Ah, no way. It's okay. What are we talking about?
I think we're going to Lent, seen as though it's Ash Wednesday.
It's a very somber mood, eh? We're trying to keep it solemn. We're trying to make and capture the spirit of the day. And
maybe it's because no one's eating.
I know. And some of the staff members have just been moaning how they're running out of energy and how, you know, they've had a very, very long day. But I say to them, you know what, offer it up to the Lord in prayer. And I was being very impressed with some of the staff members at Radio Veritas who've been fasting and really
good,
taking,
good.
Yeah. So a big shout out to them.
Oh, they must just keep going for 40 days.
Yeah, so let's start from what Lent is. What does Lent mean to you, Charles?
I think this was from our memory of the scriptures when the Lord got baptized by John the Baptist, and then the Spirit took him into the desert, and there he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights for our salvation. So he was making sacrifices for us. And obviously the evil one came and tried to tempt him. But he rebuked him and he stuck it out. And that was one of a big sacrifice he made for us.
So here we are at the beginning of a time of that fasting, a time when we go to the desert. But here we are in South Africa, we don't have deserts. How can we get to the desert ourselves as South Africans?
I think we just got to cut down the food intake. We can also do like Moses did. I think he also did his 40 days. He came out glowing. So I think if we focus on giving, making sacrifices, it need not be food, but I mean food is the natural one. And we give it to Jesus. We take alleviation. We alleviate some of his suffering. And through our prayers and the sacrifices, more souls come to salvation. So that's really what it's about. It's actually we're helping our Lord Jesus and our brothers and sisters in Christ, bringing more souls to salvation. And I think if we do it with the right spirit, with the Holy Spirit, and we will come out of it spiritually uplifted after the 40 days. We will.
Because it's part of some of the pillars that build the Lenten period and the Lenten season, where fasting is a big, big, big pillar where we need to deny ourselves some of the pleasures that
we've... See, we deny the flesh and then the spirit grows within us. And it will grow. I mean, I've always noticed the last two Lenten
seasons.
I noticed there was, I can't explain it, but you almost feel like a step change in your spirit. You know, those fruits of the Holy Spirit just seem to get stronger and stronger. The peace, the love, the calm, the patience, you know, it just creeps up on you. So yes, you do suffer a little bit, but it's all for a purpose.
There's some people that start well on a day like this. Then tomorrow they say, I just forgot, or things. Any tips for them when it comes to fasting?
I think don't feed into those negative thoughts. Just stay positive. Like it's like you put your mind on something, stick it out. You know, and if you're getting those strong temptations to do this, to do that, to like, ach, no, you need your food, you need your coffee, you need your this, you know what I mean? Then there might be sins of self-cursing that you need to take to confession to reduce that dependency on the worldly stuff. You know, we had a case, there was a person, he just couldn't, he's been trying to fast, but he just couldn't eat that coffee. He was dreaming about the coffee, and, you know, so he would do it for a period, then he'd fall for the trap again, and then he realized he used to actually have a lot of coffee, and he used to tell himself, I cannot survive without the coffee. So then he took it all to confession, the self-cursing, and now it's gone. Those cravings, those, you know what I mean? So we are a temple of the Holy Spirit. We shouldn't have to crave the flesh, the fleshly desires.
Now, another aspect of Lent is almsgiving. Take us through that.
Yeah, well, I think that should be part of our daily lives anyway, and in fact the fasting. But your almsgiving is helping those in need, in whatever way we can, you know, through prayer, through just helping. If we've got finances or we've got money, we can help with that. If we don't have the money, we can help in other ways. It's using our blessings to help others.
So it's not
holding on to our blessings and trying to
make them stay,
to hoard. Yeah.
So is it the same as almsgiving? Is it the same as I had 20 tins of baked beans in my pantry, which we bought for Christmas, and we didn't go through them during the Christmas period, and now it's Lenten
season.
Chuck
it out.
Yeah, so we just throw them in a bag and send them to the church, and the parish priest is going to see what he does with that. Is that the same as almsgiving, or that's disposing and throwing away?
No, I think that's just disposing and throwing away. You know, it's like putting a little bit of money in the, you know,
the
collection.
Yeah.
You're making millions, but you just put like $100 in. That's not really almsgiving.
So
you've got to be honest.
So then, what is almsgiving? It's if it's not just going through my pantry and saying, I don't need this, we don't need that, we don't need this, this is overstayed, nobody's eating this and nobody's using it. What is almsgiving? Because that, I get an impression and I get a sense that that is what happens sometimes when we go through this period where people say, we need to do something, and we tick the box and we send it to the
SVP. The ticking the box doesn't work. I think it's a mindset shift.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to make a mindset shift that this world is just temporary.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, we hoard. We hold on to things.
Indeed.
We want to make more money, but we're not sharing our money, our blessings.
Yeah.
We want the bigger house, and we want another house, a holiday house, and another one there. But what about these, like, thousands of people that need homes?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, have a nice house and have a nice car, and but there's a limit.
Mm.
We don't need as much as we think we need.
Indeed.
You know, there's a lot of people that are earning a lot of money out there that could be helping a lot more.
Speaking about,
you know, so I'm not just saying it's a money thing, but I'm saying let's look at money, you know, and
let's speak about money. When it comes to almsgiving, people think that you need to have enough for you to be able to give. Do you have to have what people would regard enough for them to be able to share?
No. I think we can always share. You know, you've got a sandwich and there's a guy next to you who's hungry, you can have half and give him half.
Okay. So we don't need to wait to get a loaf of bread.
No. It's that whole thinking, no, you must self-actualize first, coming from this Eastern Buddhist type of a thinking where, you know, sort yourself out first, then you can sort the others out. Yes, of course, we've got to look after ourselves and we need to be able to eat and put food on the table for the... but there's a lot of worldly luxuries that we don't really need that we could be helping others with.
Interesting.
So it's a mindset shift. I think as Christians we must, you know, are we really being Christian? Are we being like the saints? Are we being following the word?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we just doing it just to like get rid of guys? You know, we'll do that tin at the school once a week.
Do you sometimes
give the beggars $5 and that's about as far as it goes, you know?
Do you sometimes get a sense that as Christians and even sometimes we fall into that pitfall?
Yes. Yeah. But I think also you can't be giving if you don't have Jesus with it.
Okay.
So like we've got to give Jesus to people,
mm-hmm.
bring Jesus to people.
All right.
So like, yes, it's one thing helping a drug addict, but you can send, for example, you know someone who's got a drug problem, you take him to a rehab, you pay his fees and that, but there's no Jesus in the rehab, so the success rate is like next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if we give them the, bring the Lord to them, teach them how to fish, give them a little bit of food in the process,
mm-hmm.
That's a far better almsgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So with bring Christ into their lives through the way you engage as a person, because they'll see Jesus in you,
mm-hmm.
and teach them how to pray for them, offer masses for them, do all those things together with your charity, together with your almsgiving, and then I think you will get a much bigger success rate.
Wow, it's 29 minutes before the hour 5. If you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. It's the station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. And we're changing gears with myself, Father Brian, and I'm joined in studio by Dr. Charles Pritchard. It's a Spirit Wednesday, and we are welcoming Lent, and we're trying to unpack what Lent is and what Lent should be about. When we come back from the break, we will be getting into the Lenten message that has been received from the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. If you're stuck in traffic, take it easy, and please buckle up and respect other road users. Do not touch that dial. It's 25 minutes before the hour 5, and if you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM, and that was Ave Maria, Ave Maria. Now, Dr. Charles, let's get into the message. I'm sure we must have a message for Lent.
Yes, we've got one that came last year, the beginning of Lent,
mm-hmm.
I'll read it for you. This is Jesus speaking. Today was very fruitful. Thank you for coming twice to my Holy Mass and to confession.
Mm-hmm.
He always thanks them for Holy Mass. This is very important. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday, a day of fasting and abstinence, a sacrifice for the start of Lent. Yes, many of my children don't know how important the time of Lent is. Most of them don't even know about this special season. This is the time that I, your Jesus Christ, went to the Mount of Olives for 40 days to pray and fast for the mission, my task given to me by my Father God. It was His holy will and His plan for me to go through this period of fasting and to pray to my Father. This was for a purpose. The reason for this was for your salvation. Yes, during the 40 days which I accomplished for the love of each one of you. But today my children don't even give me 1 hour for me to be alleviated of my pains. My dear children, I ask you, each one of you, to focus upon me, on my sacrifice to save you. I love you all, my precious children. My 40 days of fasting and in prayer was for you, my children, not to be in peril, but one day to be in my kingdom. I, your Jesus, I desire of you some of your love, and to share this love with your brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, with your family and with your neighbors. And during this time that you look to each other with the same love and forgiveness as I, your Jesus, have given you while I was nailed to a cross. Then I died for you, my dear children. Listen and absorb these, my living words. Don't turn a deaf ear to these, my living words. Receive them in your heart and practice them. My joy is to see you being obedient to my teachings being given to you. My children, every sacrifice during this time of Lent has a special place in my heart, to be written in the book of heaven in letters of gold. Thank you, my dear children. Start your fasting now on Ash Wednesday for the love of your Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. My pet will relay this message to my dear children.
That was Amazing Grace by Ed Dilville, which brings us to 18 minutes before the hour 5. Today is Ash Wednesday. It's the beginning of Lent. And before the break, we were listening to the message from God the Son. And now we're going to get into the message from God the Father himself, right?
Yes.
All right, let's get into that.
My little lamb, I, your Father, I thank you for this, for your sincere confession to cleanse your heart, soul, and body from any iniquity or sin. You are ready to start this Lent to help my son Jesus in his suffering. Thank you for sharing our messages tonight with my people about my son Jesus' pains, which my people ignore. You explained to them about my son Jesus' pains, and you said to them, my people don't believe that my son Jesus is still suffering today. My little lamb, pray and fast for the conversion of sinners, for the non-believers of Lent, and for my son Jesus' sacred heart, because of the horrendous sins being committed in this entire world every second of the day. Yes, in this world, many of my people, every second of the day, are making fortunes. Money is their God, and they forget about my son Jesus' pains. Yes, my son allowed them to have prosperity in abundance in their lives, according to my son Jesus Christ's holy will. My son Jesus understands that my people need it to help many of my destitute children, and they need to live their daily lives for all of their necessities. This is all my son Jesus' plan, providence, to give them all of this. They forget this is coming from my son Jesus' holy will. What my son Jesus also desires from his children is to remember him and to live within him with a sincere, contrite heart, especially as these 40 days commence. My people, don't hurt my son Jesus' sacred heart anymore. Alleviate his loving heart, which he has for each one of you. Come, my people, at this time of Lent, remember my son Jesus of Nazareth. Pray intensely for the conversion of sinners, especially for your family and loved ones. Teach them of your love for my son Jesus. Do not be afraid to propagate my son Jesus' name amongst your family, your brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. My son Jesus never denies his love for you in front of me, his Father, on your judgment day. My people, this is me, your Father God. I relay this message to you, my people, through my son Jesus Christ's messenger. I bless you. I give you my peace. My peace I give you, your loved ones, and all my people. Amen.
Pray for the sinners.
Pray for the sinners.
It seems to be a message that seems to be coming all the time, this whole, let's pray for the sinners.
Yes.
Let's pray for their conversion.
Yes, yes. Because if we don't pray for them, this world's not going to become a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus and the Father need our prayers for them to water the dry fields.
Mm. So, as we start Lent, perhaps that's something that we should actually also keep at the back of our minds. That we don't only pray for ourselves. But I think sometimes there's that selfish approach to prayer and to Lent where we go through the whole Lenten season and the focus is me, God.
Yes.
And my needs and my family and my children's family. But I think what is coming out here is we need to extend our prayers not only to our loved ones and the people that have asked for our prayers and that we've promised to pray for, but what is coming out very clear here is we need to pray for those people who do not even have people to pray for.
That's
right.
We
need to pray for those people who don't even pray for themselves.
That's right.
We need to pray for even those people who are praying but are failing to pray for themselves at the same time. So that's a very key aspect as we go through this Lenten period, to pray for our own conversion, the conversion for our brothers and sisters, and the conversion of those people who are not even in aware of their need of God and of their way of their need of conversion.
Yes, and there's Jesus calls them the abandoned souls.
Mm.
So there's the abandoned souls on earth.
On earth.
As well as in eternity, but that need our prayers.
Mm.
So they're good people, but they're born in an environment where there is no prayers.
Mm-hmm.
So he uses our prayers to water them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in an ideal world, we should all be praying for each other. But
it doesn't happen, unfortunately.
Yeah. And then also, just to second on what you were saying, you will be catered for. You see, if you're God's servant, and this is scriptural, he will take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you're praying for others, naturally he knows what your needs are, and he'll take care of them.
And scripture
so often we get caught in that trap of just me.
Mm.
Just do the opposite and then you will be looked after.
And scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit who lives and dwells in us already knows our needs before we pray. And the Holy Spirit who lives and moves in us is there to always intercede for us before the throne of God. And to actually, I actually say to people sometimes during Lent, to switch off to delete your shopping list from God and to actually say, and allow your spirit just to be touched by God and you to touch God.
Now, there are some shopping lists that he wants us to ask for, but most of the time we don't ask for it.
Like what?
Like Solomon asked for the gift of wisdom.
But not
God's wisdom, you see.
But not all of us can have wisdom.
So we could be asking for the Holy Spirit to reveal unconfessed sins so we can purify our souls, so we can become in a state of grace.
Mm.
Now, that's a powerful prayer. Mm. We could pray for the gift of humility, for the gifts that God wants us to have, for the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Now, that's a positive prayer.
So we need to be open then.
Because when you have all of those, when you have God's gifts and fruits in you, you will be praying for others.
Mm.
See, so it's so we seek first the God, and we get to understand God, and we invite Him to come and live within us by cleansing our souls. That's why God the Father mentions confession there, to start this Lent with a clean heart, with a clean soul. And by doing that, we'll grow spiritually. We'll grow much more.
I know of Catholics who say they call themselves cradle Catholics, and they've been through Lent several times. What would we suggest for them to do differently this time?
Up their prayer life, up their fasting. So if they've been fasting, I don't know whatever their regimen was in the past, maybe they were doing 2 meals a day or 1 meal a day. Up it a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Skip a day. Or, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So there's always room for improvement. So we can always pray more. Mm-hmm. Instead of praying one rosary, pray two. Mm-hmm. And throw a divine mercy in as well. You know, there's always, instead of just going to Mass on Sunday, try and go to Mass during the week.
Mm-hmm.
Try and go to confession more regularly as well. Because as soon as you start doing that, the evil's obviously going to get angry, okay, and then he's going to come in and he's going to try and attack you. But if you've got God's understanding and wisdom in you, you'll see how he attacks you, which will reveal unconfessed sin, which will help you to purify more as well. You see, so if you're just sitting there idle, he'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
So do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
it's like
as you're trying to get closer to God, the evil's going to get more upset. But if you're wise and you're sharp, you'll see how he attacks you, and you'll use that to cleanse your soul as well. God uses evil as well.
So it's like the moment you try to intensify and up your game, he's angered by that.
Yes, he's angry. So now he's got his little black book there of that list of stuff that he knows you've done.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to say, all right, I'm going to try and weasel my way in there. How can I weasel in? Oh, he's got these unconfessed sins. All right, yeah. So I can put that image of that unconfessed sin. I can shove it in his mind to tempt him more. I can put it in his dream to tempt him more.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get like a strong temptation, you say, hang on a second, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Dear Holy Spirit, now you pray to the Holy Spirit, please show me. Where did that strong temptation, what gave the evil authority to push that thing so hard in my head?
Mm.
And then listen to the Holy Spirit. He'll reveal the past sins or sin.
Mm.
Take that to confession and you won't be able to put that in your head again.
Wow.
You see,
so because that's a big part of Lenten, the Lenten journey. It's conversion.
Yes,
and
yes.
Conversion in its nature means you are saying goodbye to the old. And you're saying, you're rejecting sin, basically, like the promises we make at baptism,
yes.
And that we renew every Easter.
That's right.
And so if one doesn't take or make that move during this Lenten period, then it's just as somebody who didn't go through the Lenten period, because you can fast, you can give the alms, but if you don't turn back from your sin, then it's a major component in the equation. That if you miss that, then you can't drive a car on three wheels.
You're going to be spiritually weak. But
it's impossible to drive that car on three wheels when one is flat. Right?
That's right. It's going to be harder to force.
Where will you go? It doesn't take you anywhere.
You're just going to putter along, whatever they call it. So we need to strengthen spiritually and use the sacraments. People are not using the sacraments. They're there for give us this day. It's actually our super substantial bread. That's what it comes in the Latin Vulgate. Give us this day our daily bread, but the actual original wording was super substantial bread. That is the body of Christ. So he will fortify you, he'll give you the strength. When you're feeling weak from the fast, go and have the body of Christ, and he will strengthen you up. In the past, when I've been fasting, I go, and especially in the beginning, and you feel weak. You get wobbly, you get dizzy, do you know what I mean? I'd go to Mass. I'd go
to Masses.
Yeah, no. So I would go to the Holy Trinity. They always have a mass at lunchtime. I go there and I feel on fire after that.
You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon. Hello. Yeah. Hello. Can you please turn off your radio set? Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Good afternoon. You're live on air.
Oh, good afternoon. I didn't know I'm going to be live on air. I wanted to know about the details of the gentleman that's speaking with you.
Do you want my age, my weight?
If it's possible.
We're going to give you a link to the website, and the website will link you to them.
Okay.
All right. Can we give the details to the website?
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Give the details of the website.
So it's alpha-omega.org.za. All of our contact details are there.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Alpha-omega.
Yes. alpha-omega.org.za.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless.
Thank you. It's 6 minutes before the hour 5. If you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. We have a Spirit Wednesday, and today is a very different Wednesday. It's Ash Wednesday, and the spirit of the day is, it has to be sober. It has to be solemn, and we're trying to respect the spirit of the day, Dr. Charles. And
I can pick up your somber mood, Father. You're taking strain.
I'm not sure about the strain, but anyway, we'll take the next caller. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, ma'am?
Good, thanks. Is it time for calls yet?
Yeah, you can. Well, you're 5 minutes early, but it's okay. We'll take your call.
Okay. Yeah. I feel that this Lenten season is going to be very, very different for me. So this morning I went for Mass, you know, the Ash Wednesday Mass, and I've been carrying this anger, this pain for someone who has wronged me in the past for long. Actually, it's someone who did something very wrong to me. And immediately after Mass, I lit a candle for the person, you know, to pray for the person for how they've wronged me. And I took a brief call to phone the person to tell her that, you know, for everything that you've done, I forgive you. You know, I want to release this anger and release myself as well. And if this is the only thing that's stopping me from getting closer to God, I just want to let go of it and ask her to assist me in this journey of forgiveness.
Wow.
And I felt this overwhelming, you know, relief, like, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm.
And I'm praying hard that it goes forever.
Wow. My sister, thank you very much for even taking that step of saying, you know what, it's not worth it. And to actually say, I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my fears, and yes. I'm trading my pain. Because of the joy of the Lord. And as you begin your Lenten journey, I wish you all the best. And thank you very much again for sharing your story with us. And I hear you use the words that it's not going to be an easy one. Well, Lent is not meant to be easy. And Lent by its nature is not designed to be easy. It's the package is, it's very interesting. It's an adventure. And I hope and pray that you enjoy the adventure with the Lord in the desert. So as you go to the desert, be mindful that there will be days where it'll be hotter, and some days there'll be days where it's not hotter, but there is no water and they're dry.
Yes, and that's a good first step, the forgiveness. And what I would also recommend is take all of it also to confession. All of the past bitterness, resentments, hurts, take it to confession, and you'll see the healing will come quicker upon you. But that's wonderful.
Thank you. Thanks. God bless.
Have a very good afternoon, and thank you very much once more for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
It's 2 minutes before the hour 5, and it's Radio Veritas, 576 AM. We're taking your calls, comments, responses, reactions on 011-452-7115. Or alternatively, SMS us on 41809. We want to hear your your Lenten commitments. What is Lent going to mean for you this time? How different will it be from last time? And how will you make sure you stay on track, if at all you didn't stay on track last time? And share with us some of the challenges that you experienced through Lent. Sometimes it's even just starting that fast. Sometimes it's even the prayer. When you feel that you're really, really, really in deep prayer, that's when all these things that happen in your life, your relationships are attacked, your work is attacked, your wealth is attacked. All those things that matter to you are attacked. You yourself even think, is it really, 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 really worth it? Perhaps I should just get out of this desert. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your experiences even at Mass today. Those that went to Mass and those that are still going to Mass, tell us. If you're on the road, share with us your experiences. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. I'm joined in studio by Dr. Charles Pritchard, and it's a Spirit Wednesday. Do not touch that.